This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed nearly 40 people, most of them children. Jan Egeland is an advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
So the war is getting worse. It's getting more ruthless, and it's affecting more and more the children and the civilians.
Observers say warplanes carried out 6 strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or the Russian governments for the attacks. But the Russian military says claims about the airstrike are a sham and that its planes did not fly over the area. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. There are reports that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on a par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a 4-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership, with quoting now Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. Final demolition work began at the Jungle Refugee Shelter in Calais, France, Thursday. Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters, some of which had been badly burned by refugees setting fires Wednesday before they were forced to leave. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democrat Hillary Clinton. The two held a rally at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, one of the key electoral states.
Well, actually, Donald, you're the one who's got a lot to learn about the military and everything else that makes America great. Starting by learning about the dignity and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform and their families. And he should learn from Michelle Obama how a leader supports them, not disrespects them.
Latest opinion poll, Average, compiled by Real Clear Politics, shows Clinton with a 5.8% lead over Republican Trump nationwide. Campaigning Thursday, Donald Trump criticized President Barack Obama's health care plan.
Obamacare, it is really, and you know this, it's a catastrophic event for Ohio workers and is making it impossible for many parents to pay their bills, support their families, or get quality medical care to their children.
Donald Trump. Police say a man who admitted to defacing Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was arrested on Thursday. Federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posing as federal tax and immigration officials allegedly bilked 15,000 people out of more than $300 million. Officials with the U.S. Justice Department said the defendants were involved with an Indian-based call center that managed 5 operations located primarily in the U.S. and India. Here is Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell.
Federal and state law enforcement officials today have arrested 20 individuals. 2 other individuals are also in custody, and they've executed 9 search warrants across 8 states in a coordinated takedown of this organization.
Caldwell said the operation manipulated mostly senior citizens and minorities and laundered the money with the help of prepaid debit cards. India has expelled a staffer from the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy operation. The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar obtained sensitive information about Indian security operation. Akhtar was detained outside the gates of Delhi Zoo, where he allegedly received sensitive documents from 2 Indian associates. The Pakistani government rejected the allegation, saying the man had been detained on false and unsubstantiated charges. Late Thursday, Pakistan expelled an Indian diplomat. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.